Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Dean's List. I'm Dean Bowen. You are listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us today. We are happy to have you on board. Congratulations on being one of the smart ones. You know America Out Loud. It's where smart people go to get their news and information. It's true. That's what happens. You know it's true, obviously, because you're listening. And it feels good to be one of the smart ones, does it not? It does. And it also feels good to be a patriotic one. One of the patriotic ones. It feels good to love this country. It feels good to have an understanding of the history of this country. It feels good to know the truth about the foundational underpinnings, about the true meaning of the Declaration of Independence, where Jefferson penned the immortal words that we are created equal, all of us. We are endowed by our Creator with unalienable rights. To understand the truth of that, to not be bitter, to not be angry, to not be led to believe a falsehood, that America is a horrible country, much like many of our students there being led to believe. However, some students are rising up. We talked about this a couple of days ago. The true definition, the actual story, the story behind the headlines, the truth of the rising up on college campuses is the patriotism rising. And it is rising. It is, well, over the weekend, I didn't get to this. I haven't touched on this yet this week because it's been such a busy week here. But over the weekend, the University of Michigan had their graduation ceremony, Ann Arbor. And as it always does, a crowd gathers at the big house, at the big house where, it's the big house for a reason. 100,000. I sound like Joe Biden. 100,000. 108,000 seating capacity. And it, they squeeze in more. It gets to the point where it's standing room only. I don't think there was 108,000 people at the graduation ceremony, but it's the big house for a reason. But while there, while at the largest football stadium in the U.S., a crowd gathered for the graduation ceremony and cheered, applauded as police officers responded to and removed pro-Palestinian protesters who were hell-bent on disrupting the school's commencement ceremony on Saturday. Number one, congratulations to the officers. And number two, you love to hear a stadium full of people chanting USA, USA. It's fantastic, especially while they're chanting as pro-Palestinian protesters are being removed. The Associated Press reported that the protests included about 75 people. And at the start of the ceremony, these guys made their way to the front. They were going to disrupt the whole thing. And they were chanting, Regents, Regents, you can't hide. You are funding genocide. That was their chant to the University of Michigan Regents. You can't hide, Regents. We know what you're all about. You're funding genocide. That's their motto. They're holding up signs with various slogans. However, on their way to the front to disrupt the ceremony, they were met by law enforcement. Law enforcement, police, local police did not allow them to reach the front of the stage to further disrupt the event. Instead, the officers turned them around and said, sorry, gang, you're going to the back. You're going to have to go to the back. You're not going to stay up here at the front and disrupt this entire event. You go to the back. And this happened to the applause, the thunderous applause and chants of people present in the stadium chanting USA, USA, you just, it sounds fantastic. I'm happy to see it. I'm happy to see it. Now, I'm disappointed that the officers didn't remove them from the stadium. They let them stay in the back, and they're able to still chant and be a disruption to the people that were sitting in the back. Many of them shouted to the protesters, "You're ruining our graduation." I do wish the officers would have just forcefully removed them. But, you know, they feel this pressure. Oh, we've got freedom of speech. We've got to let them protest. We've got to let them. You know, but you don't. You don't. All right. They said their piece. They made their way to the front. And they were going to, you know, they were going to disrupt. At the point where you're disrupting a ceremony for other people who are there to see their kids, there to see their grandkids, and their day is ruined and disrupted because you're going to allow, you know, somebody else to, I think even at this point, freedom of speech crosses the line. When it crosses the line into nuisance and harassment, I mean, all right, you've given them their piece, they've had their shot, and now they're done. I think they need to be shut down. That's my opinion. I think once they cross the line to becoming a nuisance, to be essentially harassing, they're harassing the people that have peacefully gathered there to watch their brother, their sister, their nephew, their niece, their son, their daughter, their grandchild, watch them graduate from the University of Michigan, one of the finest schools in the country, but to have that day ruined by a bunch of people, you know, who don't love the country. I don't know. I just think that is crossing the line. It's becoming a nuisance. It is becoming, I think they should have been shut down. But there are people who love the flag. There are people, you know, we've watched this throughout campuses this past week, students standing up for the flag, and we absolutely love it. We love it when people stand up for the flag. They have an understanding of the country. They have an understanding that men and women have died to support this country and to support this flag. And they're willing to stand and surround it without letting people desecrate it. Unlike Utah school officials. Did you see this article? Michael Knowles. So he is, I think Knowles is with the Daily Wire. He's part of the team over there. And, you know, from time to time, he'll go to colleges and he'll give speeches and he'll speak to the kids. They invite him in. This group that invited him in to the University of Utah, Young America's Foundation. All right, so it sounds like it's a conservative group. I don't know a lot about Young America's Foundation, but they're inviting Michael Knowles in to speak. University of Utah. This happened last month. So he shows up there and he's met with a host of leftist protesters. And they are, you know, flying transgender flags. They've got the building completely decked out with transgender flags. Okay. It's a demonstration that's, you know, was supported by students and school faculty. It coincided with, they were having some event that week, some LGBT event. Here's what the article says. The protest took place as Knowles, who had been brought to campus by Young America's Foundation, gave a speech on the problems with transgender ideology. All right, so that's the emphasis of his speech. This was April 8th. At the same time, Philip Osteen, the dean of Utah's College of Social Work, reportedly extended the school's pride celebration so that it coincided with Knowles' speech and approved for transgender and LGBT flags and banners to fill the building Knowles was set to speak in. All right, so the week previous was supposed to be the ending of the Pride Pride week, Pride celebration, whatever. I mean, it's May. I mean, Pride month, you know, you guys don't celebrate your Pride month until June, but yet, you know, I guess in many places you're going to take a week in May. I don't know. Other times of the year, you're just, you know, I mean, whatever. So the dean of the College of Social Work decides, yeah, you know what? Michael Knowles has come into town next week, and he's going to be talking about the problem with transgender ideology. Maybe we extend Pride Week for another week. All right, let's fill this hall with LGBT flags and banners, and let's just give Michael Knowles a welcome he won't forget. I mean, probably. I don't know. That's what he's thinking. Osteen approved the trans flag demonstration, but here's the kicker. Okay, he approves that this building be filled with trans flags. I mean, just overrun it with trans flags. But he said he couldn't give the go-ahead for students from Young America's Foundation to put up American flags. Yeah, no, we can't have actual American flags. We can't bring in Old Glory. So here's the X post. I think this is posted from maybe Brianna Marsh, who is a YAF representative, YAF, Young America's Foundation. Here's the post. Meet Philip Osteen, the College of Social Work Dean at the University of Utah, a public school, by the way, who was so bothered by my presence on campus that he prevented a YAF student from flying American flags in the foyer where his college had sponsored a trans propaganda extravaganza. Oh, wait, no, this isn't Brianna Marsh posting this. This is Michael Knowles. He's posting this. He's saying, you know, I was going to show up. I was supposed to speak at the University of Utah, but the dean, Philip Osteen, who allowed trans flags everywhere, said no to an American flag. Now, I'm sorry, it's just too, what is it? What is it, too Osteen? Too American? Is it too American for you? You know, if you're not going to allow American flags to fly in a building on your campus, I don't know. Maybe you should be at a different university, like maybe the University of Communism. I don't know, the University of Socialism. Perhaps you should take a job, a professorship at the University of Marxism. I don't think such a university exists. Oh, I take that back. They're all over the place. They're just not. That's just not their title. This is Marsh's statement. So Brianna Marsh, who is the Young America's Foundation representative. Here's what she had to say. I think it's a gross misuse to say that we're going to make a safe place. We're going to make students feel represented and protected and everyone feels safe at the absolute hanging of your conservative students, Marsh said in an audio statement, which was shared with the Daily Wire. Because, you know, this is what they say they want, Osteen and company. They want to make students feel safe. And they want to make students feel represented and protected. And so we're gonna fly the LGBT flags everywhere. Now, if you're a conservative, though, you can't bring in the American flag. We don't care about your feelings. We don't care about you being represented or protected or made to feel safe. No, nothing about that. It's only this group over here. We want to make sure this group's taken care of. Marsh continues. Osteen said she should bring her concerns to the dean of students, she being Marsh. Osteen says Marsh should bring her concerns to the dean of students, saying that YAF could put up American flags in the room where Knowles was speaking, but yeah, not in the decoration of this building. Or, I mean, you can bring a flag into the room, into the auditorium or the little room where he's at. I don't know where he was at, how little or big the room was. But, you know, you can't hang the American flag to decorate the building because, well, we have all these LGBTQ flags. I mean, that's it. These are the only flags we're going to use for decoration. So is the LGBT movement anti-American? That's my question. I don't know the answer. It's a legitimate question. Is that what Osteen is saying here? Is he saying that the LGBT, I don't know if I'm getting the letters right, is the homosexual propaganda and political movement in this country, is it anti-American? Is it right up there alongside the Palestinians? I mean, you're not going to go to Palestine and try to get this movement going because they're going to throw you off the tops of buildings. That's what they're going to do. But I guess pick your side. Are you pro-American or are you not? If you're not going to allow the American flag to decorate your building, then that says that you're not pro-American. It might say that you're actually anti-American. Back to Marsh's quote here. He then said, I guess presuming Osteen, he then said that if YAF got approval from facilities and the dean of students that they could put up American flags. When asked why he could approve pride flags but not the American flags, he said, quote, "Because I approved these to go up as a celebration of our pride." Our. Okay, so he's all right, maybe he's homosexual and he feels like he needs those flags to go up to celebrate our pride, but we're not going to let American flags decorate the building to celebrate America, to celebrate our country. I mean, why wouldn't you want American flags hung up to decorate your building to celebrate our country? I mean, if you were to step into my office right now, which from time to time doubles as a studio, I mean, I've got flags decorating my office. I mean, literally, I've got three flags hanging. I mean, I've got a tattered, torn, beautiful old American flag hanging here. I mean, I can reach out and touch it. I got a Betsy Ross flag hanging next to that. And then hanging next to Betsy, I've got the Appeal to Heaven flag, which may be our original flag. It may be America's first ever flag. I mean, George Washington commissioned it to fly over our little tiny navy. But when we just had a few boats, Washington said, "This is the flag, appeal to heaven." And you've probably seen this flag everywhere. It's got the pine tree. I mean, it's just a nice flag. I mean, I consider it to be America's first, even before Betsy Ross. I think that if you're going to decorate a place with American flags, then you're a smart individual. I just think it's great. It's great decor. Why wouldn't you, if you love the country? Well, I don't get it. When asked about why Pride Week had been continued into a second week, Osteen said it was because the school wanted students to know it was, quote, an inclusive place to support trans rights, LGBTQ2's rights. So now there's the number two in there. How does this just keep changing? I mean, it just, and who even knows? Who knows what it means? I don't know. I don't understand. So we're going to extend it another week because we want students to know that this is an inclusive place to support trans rights. All right. How about just rights in general? Why can't we just have rights, inalienable rights? But why does it have to be attached to a particular group? I question that. I don't. Later during his speech, Knowles commented on the amount of students who had shown up to oppose him. He said he was surprised that even in meek, mild Utah, he saw a video of some wild banshee-like lady assaulting one of the students here as the student was hanging up flyers for this lecture tonight. Meek, mild Utah. What's happening over there in meek, mild Utah? One protester who did not listen to Noel's speech sat down with the Daily Wire host afterwards to discuss their views. During the conversation, Knowles pushed him to reconsider his acceptance of transgender ideology. And then, yeah, you can find that video and watch it. Look, fly your flags, okay? I don't care. Be proud of who you are, I guess. I don't know. But when you have to extend it for another week and then you refuse to decorate that building with American flags, that tells us something about you. It does. That speaks volumes of the type of person you are. This dean of social work. So, at the University of Utah and the College of Social Work, this guy's the dean, Philip Osteen. He's telling America the type of person he is, that he doesn't like the country. If you're going to refuse to allow the American flag to hang, even just for a night, because but you're not going to allow it because you don't want it to decorate the building, then, sir, you are letting us know your true colors. And they're not the colors of pride. They're your true colors are the colors of anti-America. That's what they are. You, my friend, are anti-American. But nonetheless, the battle continues. Nonetheless, the fight goes on. And the beauty of it is, my friends, is patriotism is rising. Even though we see instances like this in Utah, patriotism, it's rising because people see what's happening like this in Utah, and they're like, that's not right. That's not good. And it just creates this swelling of love for the country. Look around. Just talk to your neighbors. Go to the grocery store and talk to people and listen to what they say. Listen to the love and the patriotism in their voices, in their conversation, in their speech, just the little things. You're going to hear it. And you're going to see it more and more and more. This is what true Americans do. When they see people attacking the country from within, and then that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing the attack from within. We're watching the southern border just open up and just become flooded with who knows who. And then we're watching these protests, manifest into overnight. KOA campgrounds, Jellystone campgrounds all over college campuses. We're watching this happen, and we're seeing the and hearing the hatred spewing from these individuals. I don't know. I mean, we call them humans, but I mean, I think sometimes we have to question it. We're watching and hearing and seeing this hatred spew. Then the direct result of that is the patriotism. Patriotism rising, and it's going to continue to rise. That's my prediction. I think my prediction is we're going to see this thing rise all summer long. Look forward to it. I'm telling you. All right, we are up against it. I went a little long in this segment, so let's pause here. We will pick up more on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Dean's List on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Welcome back to the Dean's List. I'm Dean Bowen. You are listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio. We are happy to have you on board. Thank you for joining us, no matter how or where you're listening. Whether it be my favorite way to listen, which, you know, it's the app. I download the app, and that's just where and how I love to listen live. That's how you can find us live on the app, 2 p.m. Eastern Time here every day. Or, of course, you can go to AmericaOutloud.news. You can turn on the world-class media player. Boom, there you've got us. You can find the podcast there. You can find the podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, throughout all the podcast networks, no matter how you're listening. We're just happy that you're there. Thank you for being a part of the Out Loud family. Now, speaking of being out loud, let me say it this way, that when you have almost one third of the states come together instantly and rise up against a decree or an edict that the Biden administration has proposed or declared or whatever, then you've got some out loud things happening. And that's what we're watching here. You know, when Biden came out a couple of weeks ago with his rule changes to Title IX, just arbitrarily, I'm just going to throw this out there. I think we need to redefine sex as, you know, a gender identity. We're going to throw out this whole notion of two sexes being biologically separated. Yeah, no, it's whatever you feel like. You feel like a girl, I mean, then you're a girl. You feel like a boy, you're a boy. And 15 states, almost a third, that's almost a third of the country. 15 states have stood up to this and they've said, no. No, we're not. We're not playing around with you. There is a brilliant Epic Times article. Epic Epoch. I don't know. I need to find out from somebody who knows. How are we pronouncing this? I always say Epic, but maybe it's Epoch. Darlene McCormick Sanchez, she's written this article, and my friends, it's got some detail to it. I'll link it in my show notes for your perusal. Obviously, these 15 states, they're all Republican. They're Republican-led states. You're not going to find California or Washington or Oregon or, you know, Illinois. You're not going to find these states in this list. I mean, those states are led by people that are cheering this type of thing on. But you have normal humanity, and they are part of a group that's suing the Biden administration and advising, and this is the beauty of it, they're advising schools in their states to ignore the new federal Title IX changes. Just ignore it. We're not interested in expanding sex discrimination protection to students who identify as the opposite sex. All right, we're not. That is not actual sex discrimination. Now, you can define it that way, Joe Biden, but we're going to go to court and we're going to decide this thing in a courtroom. The rule change, which Biden and the team, published a few weeks ago, April 19th. I think that was the day. The rule change makes it formal, the Department of Education's redefinition of the meaning of sex to include gender identity. We've talked about it. We're appalled about it. The changes go into effect on August 1st. So these states have got this lawsuit going. And in the meantime, they're telling their districts, just ignore it. I bet even when we get beyond August 1st, they're going to tell their school districts, ignore it. It gives males who feel like, you know, they're females, it gives them the right to use female restrooms, to use female locker rooms, to join female-only organizations. That is now their right, according to Biden's new rule changes. Under his new rule, harassment can include the use of biologically accurate pronouns. You're harassing me because you're not going to refer to me as a she. That's harassment. Yet, you know, these Palestinian pro-Hamas protesters can disrupt college graduations and it be protected by free speech. They're allowed to stay in the stadium, even though at Michigan they push them to the back. I mean, they are allowed to stay and remain and chant, and that's not harassment. Disrupting a college graduation is not harassment, yet according to Biden's new Title IX rules, it is. If you refer to somebody by their actual biological pronoun, grammatically correct pronoun, that's harassment. See how backwards this is. We're calling good evil, we're calling evil good. And my friends, it's not good. And that's why we see patriotism rising. And in my conversation yesterday with Mario Murillo, I mean, he was saying this is why we're going to see a revival of Christianity rise as well. It's this very thing. We are going to see people truly grab hold of Christianity. People truly grab hold of what it means to be a Christian, what it means to pursue Christ. If you missed yesterday's program, it might be in podcast even now. I'm sure Mario Murillo's name is in the title. I think it might be called something, a conversation with Mario Murillo, something to that extent. Go find it. And it is a powerful conversation. Mario is a great interview, and it was a good conversation. If you don't know who Mario Murillo is, you need to look him up. He is involved in tent meetings, tent crusade, old-fashioned gospel tent crusades all over the country. And we talked about the tent crusade that's coming up here in Michigan in just a couple of weeks. It's going to be on the grounds at Floodgate Church, which is in Howell, Michigan, over there off of M-59. You take 23 and then get off at the M-59 exit, and then you go west. Go west, young man. And then make a left, and it's over there somewhere. I mean, you'll find it. They've got some acreage back there, and Mario's coming out to put up his tent. And it's just going to be a good old-fashioned gospel tent meeting. And these things are happening all over the country. And while we didn't really dive into this in the interview yesterday, just an hour is not enough time. I need to have Mario back on because an hour just isn't enough time. But he describes that during COVID, when he really started, doing these tent meetings en masse, that, you know, people just started showing up. Homeless, drug addicts, people that were just missing being in church, they just started showing up and things started happening. Things that were happening under the tent that would be considered supernatural, that would be considered miracles taking place. And matter of fact, there's a documentary coming out, I believe, this fall. Where, yeah, he follows three of the people and with, you know, true blue medical examination, medical diagnoses or doctors, you know, testifying to the fact of the condition that these people had before and after the tent meeting. I think the documentary might be called Living Proof. I'm not sure if that's the name. We talked about it yesterday. You can go back in and find it in the podcast. I mean, just some exciting stuff. And he says that the wokeness and the progressive left is creating this. They're creating so much misery that they are pushing people back to roots of Christianity, because people want something. They want something more. They want something that's true. They're tired of being lied to. We're tired of being told, you know what, you know, the definition of gender isn't what you think it is. I mean, it can be what you want it to be. You know, people are tired of being told that, you know, come August 1st, in schools all over the country, boys who show up and say, hey, I'm a girl today, they can use the girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. That people don't want this. I know dads don't want this. Dads want their daughters protected. I'm telling you, I would not have my daughter, wouldn't have my son for that matter, wouldn't have him in a public school. I wouldn't. I would find a different place. I would find a school that will classically educate them. I would find a classical Christian education somewhere. I would do it. But I'm not you. I can't tell you what to do. I can only say I would do it. I would not risk my child. I would not risk my child's future. I would not risk my child's present. I would not risk the life of my child just to, you know, just to be indoctrinated in this garbage. This article, this Epic Times article, continues. She talks about Title IX, of course. She gives us a little history, you know, being a landmark civil rights law, 1972. The whole point of it was meant to protect females from discrimination based on sex in federally funded educational programs. And it was to provide them equal opportunities. Schools and colleges that failed to comply with Title IX, they would stand to lose their federal funds. Their dollars would be gone. And this rule takes Title IX and just flips it upside down on its head. It's just, it's ignorant. So this past week, 15 states have filed lawsuits accusing the federal government of overreach and changing the nature of the original law. And that's exactly what they've done. So I want to get into this a little bit. I'm up against it. Let's pause here. Let's take a minute. We'll pause here for this break. We will jump into this article on the other side. I don't know that I'm going to finish it. It's so good. It is chock full of nuts, but we'll do our best. All right, let's pause here. You're listening to The Dean's List on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
The Wellness Company shares your values and fights for medical freedom. They put patients before profits and follow medical science, not political science like doctors on the left. Their chief medical board, which includes Dr. Peter McCullough, are the makers of the incredible American-made high-quality spike formula. If you worry about spike proteins, go to twc.health and use promo code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount. Once again, that's twc.health, promo code OUTLOUD.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Welcome back to the Dean's List. I am happy to have you on board today. All right, no time to waste. I want to get through as much of this article as I can. It's, as I said, it's so good. You can find it at the Epoch Times, maybe the Epoch Times. And it is written by, I'm going to give her full credit here, Darlene McCormick Sanchez. And she's done her homework here. She really has. She's given us a good definition of Title IX. And now she's going to dive into the various states and what their rationale is. She quotes Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters. A couple of years ago, I was with a group of people at the Capitol, David Barton and his team from Wall Builders. They gave a private tour of the Capitol. This thing went on for a couple of days, and Ryan Walters happened to be there. He happened to be part of the tour. And at one point, we were sitting in the chamber. We're sitting in the House of Representatives, maybe 40 or 50 of us. And I happened to be sitting across the aisle next to Ryan Walters. Unfortunately, I was on the left side of the aisle. I know, I'm upset about it. But he was on the right side, so good for him. And he stood up and he said, "Hey, you know, can I say a few things?" Introduced himself and spoke about the efforts that he was making in Oklahoma and just the assault that the left was putting on him. But this man is willing to stand up. He is willing to not mess around. I mean, he's willing to just draw the line in the sand. I don't even think it's a line in the sand. I think it's a line in wet cement, and it'll dry and it'll be there. And he's saying, no, you're not going to cross this line. Here's his quote. He gave this at a state board meeting in April. He said, "I'm going to be really clear. President Biden deciding to rewrite Title IX is one of the most radical and illegal moves we've ever seen from the federal government. It's an attack on our states. It's an attack on our families. And it's an attack on our young women and girls." I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful that there are men and women like Mr. Walters who are in a position of leadership throughout the country who are willing to draw that line, willing to make a stand, willing to push back and say, no, this stupidity is not going to prevail here. This moronosity is not going to get a foothold here and decide the rule of the day. Not going to have it. Likewise, governors and education chiefs in Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, Louisiana, Montana, and South Carolina, they've also said very similar things. And they've told their school districts, look, ignore this. Ignore this new definition. We're not going to abide by it. Now, I wonder if there are school districts in these states that are led by leftists who are like, no, man, I'm not going to ignore it. I'm going to abide by it. I can see that happening. And then those states are going to have their own internal fight. But in a letter to President Bush, here's what Governor Greg Abbott had to say. So he rebukes Biden's abuse of authority. He says, "I'm instructing the Texas Education Agency to ignore your illegal dictate. Your rewrite of Title IX not only exceeds your constitutional authority, but it also tramples laws that I signed to protect the integrity of women's sports by prohibiting men from competing against female athletes." So he's telling his school districts, look, I'm the governor of this state. And this edict from the White House is unconstitutional. And you will follow my edict, which says, no, we're ignoring this. I'm curious, how is this going to play out? Because you know there are Marxist school districts in Texas that are going to thumb their nose at Abbott. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. So there's this heading in her article called Federal versus State. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing this play out. She says the Biden administration heralded the rule change as inclusive and a matter of fairness for all students. How is it fair for that 16-year-old girl to go into her bathroom and see a man standing there, or to go into her locker room and see a naked man in her shower? How is that fair for her? Oh, it's fair for the man. I mean, he gets what he wants. He gets to go hang out in the girl's shower room and, you know, be as naked as a jaybird. Oh, it's fair for him. How is that fair for her? How is it inclusive for her? It's not. But yet, this is the level of stupidity we're dealing with. Stupidity being passed off as kindness and caring and inclusivity. It's stupidity being passed off as inclusivity. The Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, this is what he said in April. I don't even think I can read this because I don't even care what he says. Because I'm going to read it. For more than 50 years, Title IX has promised an equal opportunity to learn and thrive in our nation's schools free from sex discrimination. These final regulations build on the legacy of Title IX by clarifying that all our nation's students can access schools that are safe, welcoming, and respect their rights. You, Dean, you be nice right now. Okay. Cardona, you are just speaking stupidity. All right. I'm not gonna call you names, sir, but you are speaking stupidity. These final regulations build on the legacy of Title IX by clarifying? You're not clarifying anything. You're destroying the original intent of Title IX. I mean, you're laying waste to it. This is scorched earth policy all over Title IX. Of course, you got groups like the American Civil Liberties Union. You know, they applaud the definition change. Oh, this is great. This is the best thing we've ever heard. Here's their quote from Luis Melling. At a critical time when trans youth are being used by politicians as a punching bag, the final rule issues an important reminder that schools cannot discriminate based on gender identity, transgender status, or sexual orientation. You can't discriminate against that man who wants to use the girl's bathroom. You can't do that. Oh, I mean, but it's fine to discriminate against the girl who wants her own privacy. I mean, that's okay. The stupidity of these people is maddening. And what's worse is that you have lapdogs in the press that just repeat it, just go on. Yeah, he's right. He's right. You can't discriminate against that man who wants to be fully naked in the woman's locker room. That's discrimination. You got to give him whatever he wants. The stupidity. The article continues. I don't know if I can do it. No offense to who's the author here? I want to give her full credit. Darlene McCormick-Santos. No offense to you, because you have done an excellent job writing this article, ma'am. I don't know. I mean, you really have, but I don't know that I can keep going because I just can't delve into the stupidity any longer. I'm going to, though. She says, on the other hand, the rule changes clash with laws in at least 11 conservative states that prohibit gender-confused males from using female facilities. Now, okay, this is why we like Darlene McCormick Sanchez, because she tells it like it is. Oh, I love it. I'm going to read this again. On the other hand, The rule changes clash with laws in at least 11 conservative states, and here it is, here it comes, that prohibit gender-confused males from using female facilities. She doesn't say that prohibit transgender women. No, because there's no such thing, my friends, as a transgender woman. No, there's only gender-confused males who don't know who in the world they are or what in the world they want. I take that back. They know what they want. Yeah, they know fully well what they want. They know what they're all about. And they're not about being a woman, all right? It's not about that at all. It's about, I'm going to go into the girls' locker room. That's what it's about. Ah, Darlene, just well done. States that prohibit gender-confused males. I almost just want to keep reading that and just reveling in the laughter of that. Aha, it's fantastic. Laws requiring students to use the restroom corresponding to their sex are on the books in these states. Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. You'll love it. Utah's new bathroom law will go into effect July 1st. And then Idaho's law was placed on hold by a judge, but that, I think that law was allowed to go. We covered this a couple of weeks ago. Was that the judge placed it on hold? I thought someone else said that they were going to lift that hold. I mean, that's right. That's still an ongoing thing. Some Republican-led states also require schools to notify parents if their student identifies as transgender and or identifying, you know, let's just stop using transgender here. I mean, she didn't use it up here earlier when she said gender-confused male, so I think she should stay with that definition. Notify parents if their student is confused and wants to be the other gender. We're going to say it that way. And have banned schools from forcing staff to use pronouns preferred by these students, by these gender-confused students. Instead of saying transgender students, I think we should use the term gender-confused. I love that. Okay, I'm going to make a note. We are now using gender confused. There it is. Gender confused. I mean, I like to say men dressing up as women or women dressing up like men, but that just gets wordy. It's too long. Gender confused is perfect. Darlene McCormick Sanchez, thank you for this. Thank you. She continues, the federal rule revision appears to allow parental notification, stating that, quote, nothing in these final regulations prevents a recipient from disclosing information about a minor child to their parent who has the legal right to receive disclosures on behalf of their child. Huh. Well, that's interesting. Florida, Kentucky, Montana, and North Dakota have laws protecting teachers and students from disciplinary action if they don't use the pronouns preferred by gender-confused children and students. Kentucky, Ohio, Virginia, West Virginia, Tennessee, and Indiana all sued the Biden administration on April 30th. The U.S. Department of Education has no authority to let boys into girls' locker rooms. This was the Tennessee Attorney General. He said, in the decades since its adoption, Title IX has been universally understood to protect the privacy and safety of women. And private spaces like locker rooms and bathrooms, but no, yeah, not anymore. Not going to do it anymore. So on the 30th, those states sued. The day prior, the 29th of April, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, and Idaho sued. And they did this along with the Defense of Freedom Institute. That lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court of the Western District of Louisiana accuses Biden's Education Department of illegally forcing an ideology on America's youth. I love this. It called the rule change a naked attempt to strong-arm our schools into molding our children into the current federal government's preferred image of how a child should think, act, and speak. Boom. Absolutely, that's what they're doing. They have this image of what the new American child should look like and how they should act and how they should speak. And by golly, it's an ideology. It's an ideology hell-bent on pure, unadulterated Marxism. The lawsuit continues. The final rule is an affront to the dignity of families and school administrators everywhere. And it is nowhere near legal. Bum, bum, bum. And there it is. It's not legal. Nothing about it is legal. Texas, which passed laws against gender-confused athletes participating in female sports, filed a joint lawsuit with America First Legal Foundation. That case will be heard in the U.S. District Court in Amarillo. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the Biden administration has not only broken the law, but also interfered with Texas sovereignty. Here's his quote. The Biden administration has exceeded its authority and radically distorted the meaning intended by Congress when the law was made. Yeah, absolutely it did. The changes would force unscientific gender ideology on schools and colleges. Unscientific is the key word here. Oh, you got to believe the science. There's no science in this, my friends. Only stupidity. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina joined with the Independent Women's Law Center, as well as Parents Defending Education and Speech First in the lawsuit they filed in the Northern District of Alabama. Their lawsuit states, at the time of enactment, no one doubted that the law's use of sex referred to biological sex. No, that no one doubted that that's what Title IX's reference was. But the Biden administration has flipped this whole thing up on its head. So we have three groups of states, and they have all lumped together to file three separate lawsuits. And we'll see where this thing goes. We're going to keep our eye on it. We are going to, you know, we'll see if all three are merged into one, and we'll see what the Supreme Court does with it. All right, I've got to pause here because we are up against it. Just not enough time to get this done in an hour. Not enough time. All right, but you know what? We'll be back tomorrow. We'll dive into it again. We'll pick it up again. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining me. Encourage your friends and family to get on the Dean's List. Let's all of us unite to renovate the age.